I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the stream to shoot in the dark.
Well, hello, and welcome to the next devotional in our series called Songs for the Journey. This week, we're going to be looking at the topic of prayer alongside themes of landscape and journey, and the Psalms and the teaching and life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A question for you. What is your most treasured possession? If your house were to suddenly catch on fire, what would you grab as you fled? If you could only save one item, what would it be? You may be surprised to hear that my answer to this would be my laptop. I have some clothes I like, but there is not one item that is particularly important to me. I have some pictures and artwork that are nice, but I'm not very attached to any of them. I have one or two keepsakes from my mum and dad, and many, many notebooks and journals filled with various ramblings and poems and sermon notes and to-do lists, and I would be disappointed to lose them. But if my laptop was destroyed, I would find that hard to take. Alongside memories and photographs of family and friends that have been stored on laptops or hard drives over the years, I also feel that I'd put so much work and time and effort into things that are currently stored on my laptop. And at this point, I should probably thank Sam Jones, who recently rescued a hard drive for me. It wasn't just memories, it was a lot of work that was saved when he saved my hard drive. It's the time and effort and love that I put into things that made it precious to me. Are we precious to God? Has God invested in me? Is he interested in what happens to me? Am I his work, his project? To what lengths might he go to rescue me from danger? The beginning of Psalm 135 reads like this. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. One thing seen throughout the pages of the Bible is the idea of a God who becomes invested in what happens to particular individuals and interested and involved in the life of a people. And what they do matters to him, and how they are matters to him. They are treasured. In a speech delivered to a group of children at Barrett Junior High School in Philadelphia in 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. encouraged the students to hold a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodiness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance. I think that is a good lesson for children to hear. I think that is a good lesson for everybody to hear. And I think that is a good outlook to have in the context of our prayer. In our prayers, perhaps we should not approach God as if he is just not that bothered about what happens to us. Perhaps we could approach God with the level of faith and expectancy of people that believe they are precious to him. So may God help us to do just that. May God help us to see our lives as precious, because they are precious. Precious to God. So may God help us all.
Righteous deeds, the upright shall behold, behold his face. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds, the upright shall. The Lord's throne is here.